Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group. We're busting some myths today, talking about the foundation of modern healthcare identity security programs. I am privileged to share the microphone with two guests. They are Rob Seebaugh, an identity strategist in healthcare with SailPoint, and Matthew Radcliffe, AVP Healthcare, also with SailPoint. Matthew, Rob, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Matt, let's start here. Look in the rearview mirror a bit. What would you say the industry, the healthcare industry, has learned from past identity security programs?
Yeah, thank you. Look, there's been a number of great case studies, really going back 20 years, that looked at identity specifically in provider organizations. And one of the biggest challenges is identity of the past was treated as a pure IT initiative. They didn't really consider the caregiver, what I'll call the caregiver struggle, right? How caregivers participated in security programs. But the fact is identity and access for clinicians has a direct impact on patient care. So if there's one fundamental change that's really happened in the last, let's call it 10 years, is first and foremost, identity in general is no longer just a pure IT or security initiative. More and more healthcare organizations, the IT, the security departments are integrating clinicians in both the design, the development, and deployment of identity programs within their organizations. I think second of all, the fact that this is now a board level conversation obviously helps in terms of visibility and commitment to successful identity programs. The fact is, with increasing breaches and increasing security risks across healthcare organizations, boards are starting to prioritize cybersecurity initiatives and really a strong focus on identity in particular. But you also have to think about the technology itself. Traditionally, identity was an on-prem initiative leveraging on-prem technologies. And perhaps 10, 15 years ago, that was the right kind of technology. But the challenge was these on-prem technologies were historically highly configurable. You essentially could make these technologies do whatever you wanted to do, which might have been a pro, but the con to that is they became over-engineered. And as healthcare organizations, as their business strategies continue to accelerate, the pace of business is moving faster than understaffed IT departments within healthcare organizations can maintain and grow the identity program. So more and more organizations are realizing that on-prem technologies can no longer scale with the pace of business. So I think there's been a lot of great lessons learned from the past. How we apply those in the future is just as important. But again, the reprioritization of identity, the focus at a board level, and realizing that on-prem technologies can no longer scale with the business, they're really shifting their mindset in the future.
Very good context. Rob, I want to bring you into the conversation. I wonder if you might be able to provide some guiding principles. What should a security leader expect out of their identity security solution provider?
You know, it's a great question. Look, I my background really is more enterprise IT than it is, you know, what I would call, focused from a vendor perspective. I spent 20 years in industry and I've worked with lots of different platforms, both, you know, infrastructure and cyber. And when I really look at what a good solution provider comes forward with, it's a standards-based approach, right? The more customized we get and continue to get in our environments, the more technical debt we continue to create, right? And if we want to scale, and especially from a security perspective, stay ahead of the bad guys, so to speak, in our cyber defense practices, we can't always be that special use case where we're customizing everything to the nth degree. I totally understand and respect that situations exist, and whatever you choose needs to have an adaptable fabric to support you in those situations. But we have to do a better job as organizations to put forward best business process and practice to standardize on an approach that delivers, to Matt's point, to the quality of our end user experience and also to the you know, quality of our cyber program. Some other things I would think about, excuse me, would be, you know, Matt mentioned organizations moving more to a cloud disposition, right? So if you think about infrastructure, traditional infrastructure is something that's, I wouldn't say it's dying, but it's certainly being less and less used. Cloud is becoming more apparent. But let's remember, cloud only came out of the ether because traditional infrastructure didn't support the use cases we needed from size and scale of a SaaS or cloud solution. The same could be said for identity, right? We should be looking at solution providers that can scale to understand the identity context of our end users, the hybrid nature of their environment, and be able to adapt to and manage those individuals and their identities across their disparate roles, across their disparate organizations. And finally, the last thing I would say is, hey, most organizations have millions of dollars in investment in cyber tech, right? And in infrastructure tech. Anything you choose from an identity perspective needs to leverage those investments. We can't come in and say, great, you know, we're here, we're going to help you solve everything, rip out all this stuff and put us in. There's no way to get that done. We've got to come in and be a partner. We've got to be able to enhance and make use of those existing investments to provide you a better identity experience.
Well said, Rob. Matt, I want to come back to you and to technology. What would you say has changed within today's modern identity security technologies?
Yeah, great. So let's use the last 4 years as really an interesting window of time in identity and healthcare and frankly, identity as a market. Before COVID, and I talked about this a little earlier, if you ask me, hey, Matt, on-prem to SaaS deployments, what is that proportion in healthcare? Four or five years ago, I would have told you 95% of our business was on-prem. COVID really changed the mindsets for healthcare organizations. They quickly realized that they had to find ways to move faster and accelerate their cybersecurity strategies in business. And SaaS allows that. So the industry in the last couple of years has really flipped itself upside down. Our customers are now coming to us, not only asking, but demanding cloud deployment strategies, SaaS-based deployment strategies. This allows them to accelerate their business. It allows them to have a different type of resourcing pool to support these programs. No longer do you have to be necessarily a software developer to maintain an identity program. You can be a business analyst, which means they can move faster with a lower total cost of ownership. And the flip side of SaaS as well, though, has to do with security. If you look at some of the breaches over the last couple of years, traditional on-prem deployments or even single tenant cloud deployments struggled with reacting to security breaches. This is specifically why SailPoint and others in this space have focused on multi-tenant SaaS deployments. It allows our customers to accelerate their identity strategy. It allows them to adapt to new cloud strategies, but it also puts them in a phenomenal position to more actively and proactively respond to cybersecurity threats. We can now, you know, protect thousands of customers at once, versus in the old on-prem days or even single tenant cloud environments, you literally would have to patch each customer at a time. And then really the third element to SaaS and the modern technology is the leverage of AI and machine learning. And look, the engineer in me says these are terms that are grossly overused, but there are advantages to leveraging advanced scientific technologies, mathematics, in helping accelerate identity programs by leveraging AI and machine learning. We can really take what was a static process of role modeling and make it truly dynamic. We can help clinicians make the right decisions by arming them with the data to make sure that they are applying access in an appropriate way, and even at times let the data speak for itself and remove that friction, remove the clinician from making security decisions if the technology is smart enough to help make that right decision for the organization. So we're also looking at, you know, the leverage of machine learning and AI in our technology today across a modern SaaS architecture.
Very good overview.
I think I would add to what Matt said too. You know, look, I think for us in healthcare, when we started really thinking about identity when the ink dried on HIPAA, right? Because we started saying, hey, we've got to govern this stuff. It's a serious thing. But nothing in that says you have to use technology, right? Nothing in the idea of governing from a HIPAA perspective. But what we learned in the generations of technology to come is that, look, pen to paper, manual and spreadsheets, these things take a lot of human resource and a lot of time to manage, and they're not always very accurate. This transition that we've seen into this very data-driven, the data will always tell a better story, right? So if I can tell you with certainty that you actually don't need this access because you haven't used it in 6 months, I know I can safely take it away. These are the types of things that we want to understand. We want to understand the data underneath. We want to understand how things are being used, why someone has access, and to help drive, again, a more modern approach to identity that's machine-driven, right? I mean, because we as humans and the millions of possible combinations of entitlements can only scale so wide. That's where the technology curve is coming into identity. And frankly, if I'm looking for a solution in today's modern enterprise, it has to support me in that manner.
Rob, I started this conversation talking about busting some myths. And I wonder if you might be able to talk about some of those myths, particularly the ones that surround today's cloud-based identity security deployment strategies.
Yeah, sure. Look, I would lean on a few things. So SailPoint was fortunate enough to be able to invite and have Kevin Mandia, who's the founder and CEO of Mandia and now Google Cloud, join our kickoff back in January. And he did a big keynote speech. And the summary of what he had to say was the only thing between our ability to stop what he called the first inning of the kill chain, right? When there's a crack in our defenses, the only thing on the other side of that is identity security. In other words, if you can't handle identity security correctly, prevention fails, period, right? We know that. We've seen it time and again. So how are we stopping things like, you know, lateral credential theft, things like that? Those things are very difficult. I think as we start to see organizations really look at, am I willing to go outside of my four walls and do something in a SaaS solution for my identity practice, they potentially start to think, well, how can I govern that and ensure? And you might hear myths like, well, multi-tenant is less secure than single tenant is less secure than on-prem or whatever it may be. The reality is almost all breaches boil down to credential theft. And what we've seen in multi-tenant environments and single-tenant environments alike is that if you can pop administrative credentials, guess what? You potentially can do a lot of things. It all depends on how those other layers of security are built in your application. So if I'm a customer and I'm looking at, or a prospect, whatever you want to say, and I'm looking at an identity solution, I want to look for something that I understand their security stack and protocol. I want to understand how the tenants are secured from each other, how customers are secured in a multi-tenant environment. And those are, any good vendor, just to be clear, will come forward and explain how all of those things work. When you talk about, we've seen data breaches on-prem for years, right? I mean, so on-prem is secure up till you have a credential theft, someone clicks the wrong link, whatever it may be. In some of the more recent cases, without really going down the path of naming vendors, we've seen where administrative tokens might have been left behind that were popped and then allowed, some lateral movement. So again, it all boils down to credential theft, and the goal is to stop that. I really believe that, again, back to the theme, I think, of the conversation, a multi-tenant perspective gives you scale and guardrail and ability to deliver at a rapid pace, which is the expectation of today. Where if you're constantly customizing and in a single tenant or on-prem type disposition, you have to police yourself. You have to make sure you're not going off the guardrail. Otherwise, you will create that technical debt and you will slow down.
Well, Matt, Rob, we've covered a lot in a short period of time. I wonder if you might talk about SailPoint a bit. How is SailPoint helping your healthcare customers overcome these challenges we've talked about and truly embrace a modern identity security program?
Sorry about that. Number one, SailPoint recognized that healthcare is unique and different. We started a healthcare practice 13 years ago to specifically focus on the use cases and the requirements that provider organizations have, far different than many other verticals in the technology space. There's just use cases that you see in provider organizations that don't exist in any other market. So number one, we focus specifically on solving the unique challenges of healthcare provider organizations. But two, we've talked about SaaS, we've talked about the leverage of AI and machine learning. These for us is fundamental. We look beyond that, right? What else do we need to provide to our customers to help them accelerate their business and have really the best security posture? So number one, we don't think about just applications. For us, if you only focus on providing identity and identity governance around applications, you're solving one third of the problem. Every organization has sensitive data, and through the same lens, you have to provide identity governance around sensitive data. Who has access to PHI? Who has access to PCI? And managing that access throughout the lifecycle. The second element that we also want to focus on is cloud infrastructure. The fact is majority of healthcare provider organizations have one-to-many cloud infrastructures. So just like we're managing access for a clinician population to Epic or Cerner, Meditech, AD, we also have to recognize that there's sensitive permissions within the organization that are developing workloads and deploying workloads within cloud infrastructure. And we have to manage those sensitive permissions just like we do to applications and data. So we think about cloud infrastructure as well. The other part that I want to highlight is, frankly, the industry has to make it easier. We have to make it easier for our customers to deploy identity, onboard applications, and onboard the workflow around those applications. How do you provision users, transfer users, terminate users, govern the access? We have spent the last several years developing a workflow engine that really simplifies the ability for our customers to continue to expand their identity footprint, onboard more applications, govern more access to resources. And really the last point is an identity isn't just a human, right? An identity can be a bot, it can be a machine account, it has other contexts. And we have to be able to arm our customers with an identity platform that really, you know, thinks about applications, data, and infrastructure, but also understands that an identity could be a human, a bot, or some other device. SaaS is fantastic. The fact that we're on a multi-tenant SaaS platform is great. The fact that we've integrated machine learning and AI is terrific. But those other areas are really just as important.
Rob, anything you care to add to that?
I mean, Matt summarized it well. I mean, I think that the name of the game for me at this point is through the lens of an end user experience, how do we make and simplify the ability for our clinicians to actually do what they're paid to do and focus on patient care? How do we not be another IT process in the way, but how do we do that in a way that informs them that they're part of our security programs and that they understand the importance of identity? Because again, and just to lean on, Kevin Mandia's statement, prevention fails, right? How we have to make sure that our identity security approach is there. Otherwise, we have a much bigger problem. So we really do want to focus on, again, you know, how do we improve that cybersecurity practice? How do we support that? And that is a goal of SailPoint in general. So.
Well said. Rob, Matt, thanks so much for your time. Thank you for your insight.
Thank you, Tom.
Again, the topic has been the foundation of modern healthcare identity security programs. I've been talking with Rob Seabaugh and Matthew Radcliffe of SailPoint for Information Security Media Group. I'm Tom Field. Thanks so much for your time and your attention today.